More now of the Cookies Barbecue in Wall Lake pregame on Mix 101.7. Altarelia and Sioux Central football is minutes away. And now some Warriors talk with co-head coach Chris Reinert. What is your feeling going into this game, Chris? District opener, lost your first two games. Points have been hard to come by. Is this a game you really need, do you feel?
Yes, Ryan, this is one we've been looking forward to. We do treat those first two as preseason contests. We obviously would love to have won and had more success, especially offensively, in those games. But we've had our eye on this game. We know Sioux Central fairly well as we've matched up with them or we faced them here the last 2 years, year in and year out. So we are looking forward to this one.
As you and Peck looked back at the film of last Friday's game at Ridgeview, did anything especially stand out?
Yeah, it did. Offensively, we have to do a better job of taking care of backers. We knew that after game one. Maple Valley had some success bringing some backers against us. And then once again, we just noticed on our film that we don't do a real great job of getting to that second level yet. So that's something we've worked on this week and really trying to accomplish. We feel if we get to that second level, that's going to fix a lot of stuff for us offensively.
In the Ridgeview game, you certainly hung tough, even with the field position battle against you all night long.
We did. Our kids especially played well on defense. We gave up 18 points to what we feel is a very good Ridgeview team, probably one of the better teams we may face all season. And the kids, like I said, they hung tough and we had our backs against the wall a couple times, came up with a couple of interceptions, and even in a late drive, held them out of the end zone.
You know, one guy we did not mention during our Saturday morning huddle chat was Jared Weiland's punting. Had one blocked and one bobbled and had to scramble to get it away, which affected his average, but boomed a 50-yarder and did a nice job for you on special teams and even hauled in a 30-yard pass.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Jared's doing a great job back then. It seems like the more pressure that's on him, the better he delivers for us. So maybe that was part of the line's idea there when they let that guy get through. But but he's doing a great job for us. Yeah, on tight end, we're still trying to get him some touches there and surely make him part of what we're trying to do.
Well, taking on Sioux Central, the size on the lines is in your favor. They do have the experience, but with that size, do you feel that's something that can play to your advantage tonight?
Well, we have felt that way in the past with Sioux Central. You know, a lot of years we go in with a little more size up front, but Coach Goodchild does a great job with those guys. They understand pad level. They are very tough when it gets down in the trenches there. It'll be a battle all night. We look forward to that. We've talked to our kids about that. And all week long, that Sioux Central, no matter how big they are, they're coming at us, and they're going to give us anything, as much as we want to handle, for sure.
You mentioned getting to the second level. Running the ball would certainly play into your hands. Anything else stick out, keys to success tonight for you?
I believe, just like we talked about, controlling that line of scrimmage. We have to get into back into some possessions where we have second short. Last week we were faced a lot of three and outs, and we got to get back to moving the ball and having some success and build that confidence with our kids. Our backs did a better job last week of cleaning up their assignment. Did a better job of holding on to the ball last week. So if we can put all those things together, we feel like we can have some success. We know it's going to be a dogfight either way, no matter how successful we are. Sioux Central's going to be ready to play. We know that.
Some words there from Altarelia co-head coach Chris Reinert. Chris, thanks as always for the time, and good luck to you and the guys.
All right, thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome, and we will have the kickoff of tonight's Class A District 2 football game from Albert City, Altarelia, Sioux Central. It is coming up on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.